Are they ever gonna let me do more than an oil change around here? I'm not some dumb pup. Huh? What the hell are you still doing here? Shop's been closed. Don't need nobody working the desk if we're closed. What? You just gonna sit there and talk in riddles or something? You know what? Never mind. I'm just in here for coffee. But seriously, the whole clock out and beat it thing isn't a suggestion. I won't hesitate to let the boss know you're clocking overtime sitting around after hours. Yeah, it's late, but I've got a long night ahead of me. Coffee takes the edge off. Smokes, too, but I don't like the smell. What happens here at night ain't your business. Thought you knew better than to ask questions. See, you think you're being endearing or whatever. The whole, oh, I'm gonna pretend to care and be friendly by acting interested. That thing ain't gonna work on me. You're a pretty face, but I reckon you're about as dumb as you are pretty if you can't follow some simple rules. Not your fault. That what? You're still here? What kind of sense does that make? Your ride home can't make it? But don't you live, like, back in town? How did you even end up taking the gig out here? I mean, a car shop this far out makes at least a little sense because every half-decent garage in town got converted to some hipster cafe bullshit. Hell. Well, how long is it going to take for somebody to come get you? No Uber, either. Oh, no. You shouldn't walk home tonight. Well, one, because I said so. Two, visibility sucks on these winding-ass roads. You're weird, but I don't want you getting pasted on the side of the road on my conscience. If you think that's sweet, your standards are pretty damn low. It wouldn't be good for you to be here tonight. You gotta have a backup plan for shit like this. Or ask the boss to cut you a deal on one of these busted rides we've got sitting out back. We'd get it up and running for you. Yeah, well, not because we're being kind. Because it would keep you from being here on a night like this when you definitely are not supposed to be here. See, you make a lot of assumptions. And you know, I make a lot of assumptions too. But the difference is my instincts are right. Yours are all messed up from whatever it is that makes you tick. You're right. I don't know what makes you tick. I don't really care to find out because that won't do me a lick of good. You don't need to know me. I don't need to know you. Keeps things easy. You just answer the phones, do the paperwork, make sure we're not evading taxes or whatever. I do oil changes, I guess. No, I don't know if they're ever going to let me not just change oil. Lonely? Me and the crew get along fine. That's all I need. We're not just co-workers. We're like a pack. Or a family. It is not funny. See, you would never get it. Shit. Well, I can't let you stay here. And the others are already out. So, I guess it falls on me to make sure that you get home. What time is it? Shit. All right. How far away do you live? It's not a big deal. I just need to know. Trust me. Now is not the time to push my buttons. Are you smiling about this? You're so weird. Just tell me how damn far away you live. No. All right. We gotta go. Now. I'm not kidding around. No, leave your shit. We're going. Yeah, I seem anxious. Wonder why. No, it's not. Look, it's not personal. Clearly, the boss thinks you're good to have around, and I'm not gonna question him. But you're a liability. No, not because you're not a mechanic. Someone has to be good with numbers, and it sure shit ain't gonna be me. I don't talk to many people, alright? So this entire interaction is already out of my comfort zone, and frankly, I don't think you're ready to handle what's gonna happen tonight.
What's that supposed to mean?
Listen to you. It means you've bitten off more than you can chew. And I understand that it's not your fault. You were supposed to have a ride and somebody flaked. I get it. I drew the short straw and I'm the one you got stuck with. But lucky for you, I'm probably the only one who would have been ready for a situation like this. I'm gonna need you to trust me. There's a lot of shit to explain, and even if I tried to explain it, it wouldn't make a lot of sense. You're gonna think I'm out of my head, but I've got a few questions I need you to answer. No more cute banter or whatever the hell it is you do. No, I mean that you think it's cute. Not that I think it's cute. See, this is what I mean. Do you have a basement? Or a shed? Or some sort of place people won't come creeping around during the night? Good. Does the basement have a foundational pillar? Or something heavy? Or anything like that? Okay. We'll figure it out. Is there anyone else home? No. Good. You don't need to be scared, okay? I can hear your heart pounding. I want to make sure you're safe tonight, alright? You might be a pain in the ass, and I don't like you, but you also didn't sign up for this. Neither did I, but We're here now, and we're going to deal with the consequences. Now, I need you to do me a favor before we get to your place. Text the boss and tell him that I'm staying with you tonight. No. No, it's not going to sound like that. He'll know what I mean. Or you mean. Whatever. When we get to your place, I need you to hurry up. Get the door unlocked. I have to grab the chains out of the trunk. No, I'm not some kind of perv. Well, I'm not that kind of perv. They're not for you, anyway. They're for me. You need to chain me up. Otherwise, I'm gonna ruin that pretty face of yours.